the Station of the Stars. RTI.
Welcome back to Postcard from Pop Brad, with me, Eric Wiltshire, Lee Banks in the UK, and Mark Gander in Paris. The sideways look at the news, sometimes a little bit serious, sometimes not quite so serious, but we do our best to entertain you. Moving along to Lee's going to go to sleep now, some new tech news coming out. Toshiba has priced its new tablet to undercut Apple's iPad 2. And why have I got a feeling of deja vu here?
Because it's happened before.
It has, hasn't it? The Apple bring... Whose telephone is that?
It's my telephone.
Oh, for goodness sake. Standards of broadcasting. Standards of broadcasting going down the toilet again. Sorry about it. Anyway, if you remember when the iThingy came out for MP3 Hello. Players... He's talking to him on the phone now!
I'm not talking to anybody on the phone.
Oh, you're just talking to yourself? That's even worse.
When they bought their iThingy out for MP3 players, it costs a small fortune. Then everybody came along behind it and brought out their own MP3 players, and Apple's marketplace went down the toilet.
This is fascinating.
Do you see what I mean?
I do. I'm amazed. I'm enthralled.
You're taking the mickey now, aren't you?
I'm not. I'm telling the truth. I am enthralled by what you're saying.
Have you got an iPad, Mark?
No, I haven't got an iPad at all, but I will be getting a tablet, but I'm waiting for it really to sort of mature and to get cheaper and all that kind of stuff. I have to say that, you know, I think it's great that that there is competition between different systems at the moment, because it means that we haven't yet got to the monopoly that Microsoft is enjoying. And that's not because I'm anti-Apple or anti-Microsoft, but simply because if we get competition in different systems...
Anti-Mark.
Not at all, but the product then will develop and evolve and get so much better. I think it's when finally, you know, you get the king of the roost who managed to dominate everything else that things slow down. Mm. They get stable, but things slow down. So I think this is great.
Yeah, absolutely. I couldn't agree with you more.
I don't have an iPad, as you know, but I do have an eye patch.
Jim Ladd. I agree with you. Well, we wish Toshiba all the best with that, because it's always good to have a bit of competition in there. And I do think it'll be yet another one where they'll all come out and it will be the early adopters who get stung because they're paying a small fortune for the rest of it. Mobile signals could interfere with digital TV. Oh, please. I don't believe. And it's Ofcom as well, the UK regulator.
Well, it might be true then.
Well, it might not as well.
Well, of course it might not, but it might be. That's why it's a news story.
Oh, dear.
I think it's quite interesting.
Why?
Well, because I actually have interference on my telly, particularly when I'm using mobiles down here. And it just it makes the screen go...
Well, that's because you've got knackered cable on your television, Ariel.
It still my mobile.
Yes,
my digital TV. This story is true.
But I've never seen this kind of interference at all. I have to say, I'm really surprised by it.
You don't have a telly, Mark.
I do have a telly.
Do you? Is it in French?
It's in both.
It's in both.
It's in both.
It's in both, like that.
Yeah. Look, not simultaneously, but at different times, at different channels.
You got in trouble for that, didn't you?
I'm going to jump in here. When digital first started, it was a disaster because it was run by ITV Digital, and that was enough to kill it off anyway. But the truth is that people expected television aerials and pieces of cable connected to them that were, in some cases, 30 years old... to actually pick up digital signals when they were suffering. What they thought was, we've got a naff analogue pictures with ghosts all over it because it's such a bad signal. We'll put a digital one and it'll fix all the rest of it for us. Absolute rubbish.
Yeah, but I've got a brand new aerial. I had the aerial put on the roof.
Did you have new cable put in?
Yes, I had a big cable all the way down from the roof down into my lounge.
Well, it's not connected. If it's being interfered with by your mobile phone...
Or it's been interfered with by my neighbours there.
Probably. Then you should get the person back who put it in and go, it's not working right.
What's that? Is Mark now docking a ship?
I think so.
That was me going into reverse.
Oh, right. Yeah, your name's Sepp Blatter, is it?
Hey!
What?
I want to do my poem about Sepp Blatter.
No, you can't. Anyway, so do be warned. Apparently, it could be as many as 0.1% of cases that can't be fixed. Oh dear, what a shame. Windows 8 has been previewed. There's been some demonstrations by the marketing director, Jensen Harris, who will probably claim it's wonderful, marvellous, and he's tested it on his children as well. So look out, they're about to do something nasty about it. But the interesting thing here, as you were saying just now, Mark, the actual industry is not terribly happy at all. No. The president of Acer Computers, at the Computex press conference, that says, this industry does not belong to Microsoft or Google. It belongs to all the participants.
Yes.
So, and I have to say, I kind of agree with him.
Yes. I mean, eventually it will fall to one or the other, but let's hope that really this competition and this development carries on for as long as possible, because it's only the consumer that benefits in the end. The consumer will benefit from having a better product and a cheaper product. So this is great.
Yeah, well, I have to say that with Windows products, Mark, we have to bear in mind we shouldn't say that too much, because every time we say Windows, Lee runs off to the other side of the room.
Mr. Blatter says he won't batter the Brits who tried to shatter his FIFA getting back up.
Don't start me on that. Don't start me
it
on that.
It doesn't matter, he said in a bit of chatter over a platter that'll make him even fatter.
Yes.
Let's hope he's a real goal-getter and not the twatter who'll shatter FIFA and bring it down with a multi-million pound clatter.
Well, I can't see any reason why I would worry about FIFA going down the toilet. I mean, what gives that bloke? Did you hear what he actually said? Did you hear the actual? This is a genuine quote from his big speech, where he was going on about what's happening and what's happening and what's not happening, and he said he was president of all the football associations. No, he's not. He is not.
He's just a businessman.
Exactly. Exactly. There's no way is he the president of the FA in the UK. Don't be a pillock, Mr. Blatter. It is not real. You were never voted in. And when was the last time you were over at the FA conducting and holding a meeting as the president?
Exactly.
Oh,
we
thank you.
Hold our fists up in the air and say, don't be bitter, Mr. Blatter.
A bit. Did anybody try and buy Olympic tickets? I didn't bother.
Boris Johnson did.
Yeah. Because is it confusing or a cock up? A quarter of a million fans were totally upset on the television. There's a lot of them on the television talking about not getting their Olympic tickets and getting all terribly angry about it. Mm. And to be honest, I'm confused, because this was the first public ballot. First.
Yeah.
Not the last.
No.
There's more to come.
Oh, there's more to come, is it? I thought it was the end of it.
No.
They thought it was all over.
But it is now. That's a good old football one. The fact is, this was the first tranche, or first go, or first public ballot to get your tickets. There's another one comes up in December, then there's another one early next year.
And you won't get tickets in any of them, no matter how hard you apply.
But thousands did.
Thousands did, but millions applied.
Well, that's not their problem, is it?
Well, I'm sure there must be a fairer way than this, Eric. This is, this insane lottery where you have to keep trying to get them and keep going back. It's just insanity.
Who would really want to go to this, really, with all the fuss and the traffic and the security and the sort of... This is going to be the one time that I'm pleased even to be in Paris, as long as I'm not in London during the Olympics.
Well, to be honest, if I was a VIP guest in a village and going there, then I'd love to go.
Yes.
Yes, as long as you didn't have to run round the track or something like that.
Well, if I could drive round in my car, that'd be all right. But other than that, no. But go back to the subject for a minute, for goodness sake, guys. The fact is, if you've got 1,000 tickets and 10,000 people want them, you do a lottery.
Yes.
It makes sense.
Why not just do it like, we've been selling bloody tickets for thousands of years. Why don't we do it the normal way? First come, first served.
Because then how is that fair for somebody who lives in Scotland?
Because you give them plenty of time to apply, and the first ones who get there are the ones who get the tickets.
Right, this is fair, right?
Yeah. If you were doing this in the real world, you'd put the prices up so high that only 1,000 people could get them.
But let's, you know...
We rest our case, Mr. Bitterbutter.
We are.
Let's be fair about this. If you're living close to the point of purchase, i.e. you've probably got to get a tube... train for, I don't know, five £100 from one side of London to the other, compared with somebody who's got to spend a couple of £100 to come down to buy a ticket on the first come first served basis.
That is just not fair.
No, but you could make it by mail. You know, you've got to apply by mail or even online.
So what do you do with the ones that come in just after the ones that have already got them?
Well, they've missed it. They came in second. They don't get them.
Well, it's the same with this system.
Yeah, but it isn't, is it? Because this is a lottery. It doesn't matter how hard you work to get your tickets. Right. The chances are you're not going to get them. It's 10,000 to one chance, isn't it, of getting a ticket?
Well, that figures.
I know he does. I've just added it up.
Yeah, well, it doesn't matter then, does it? I mean, surely to God, rather than waste all the money of travelling to get to somewhere, and added to that, it does block the ticket touts getting them and hiking the prices outside
the event.
Yeah, well,
the ticket touts are poor so-and-sos.
Well, good luck. They're stuffed.
Oh, the poor lords. How much is a ticket to the whatever we're talking about?
I don't know, because I didn't apply.
I didn't either. Do you know, Mark, how much they are?
Doesn't it change with the event?
Yes, it does.
I think I read somewhere that the 100 metres was something like £5 a metre.
£5
a metre.
Yeah, you're right, Mark.
How many metres?
100.
100.
Was that's it really 500. £500 to watch somebody run round a circle.
No, they don't even go round. For 100 metres is about a quarter of the way.
Yeah, sorry.
Oh, so they don't even have to think about turning.
No.
500 quid.
If I remember rightly, the cheapest tickets are £20 in sterling.
What do you get for that? To visit the loo?
Well, you sort of go to the fencing or something like that.
I like fencing. I love it. I had a bloke put a fence up in the back garden for me last week.
I thought you were talking about the man who's trying to get rid of those stolen videos.
No. You can't win sometimes,
can you? It's not £5 a minute. It's not £5 a metre. I think it's £5 a second.
Actually, we did have a message last week, boys.
About eight seconds.
I'm going to despair in a minute. We had a message last week, girls.
Did we?
Yep. We had somebody who described the show as incredibly funny, and that my job was to try and keep Mark and Lee in order.
I think that person's very rude.
Well,
I don't think this is not supposed to be a funny show. This is about the news.
Right.
Are you in order? Do up your flies.
I'm in order.
Right.
Hey, I've just tidied myself up, put everything back where it belongs.
Anyway, if you haven't heard and you are one of those angry people in the UK, all the way from Slovakia, I'll share with you, there are more chances to go into public ballots to get tickets after this lot are organised, rather than do them all in one go and having a complete farce with it all. So you've got a chance to go into the next ballot later on this year, and there'll be a further one at the end of next year to sell all the tickets. So don't think you've lost out completely. You can have another chance later on in the year, so don't panic.
And £20, you could go and see somebody putting a fence up.
Yeah, absolutely. The Spanish... Oh, God, it's the Spanish again. Allegedly are revealing secrets of Coca-Cola, Lee.
Well, it's Cola Coca, actually.
Cola Coca? What's that?
You thought I'd just misspelt it, didn't you?
Well, I don't know.
No, I think this is a really interesting story, right? So I'll tell it like I'm telling an IT story. I'll just tell it really slow. Anyway, this family is a family-run distillery, right? In somewhere in Spain, right?
Okay.
Who claim on the 125th anniversary of Coca-Cola that the Coca-Cola giant actually took their recipe.
Allegedly.
Of one of their... That's what I just said that. Anyway, said that they took the recipe off this Cola Coca firm, and amazingly, and I think we should do this, we should tell them what is in the recipe according to Cola Coca. And everybody could go and make it and see if it turns out to be Coca-Cola.
Now, I prefer Coca-Cola anyway.
That's because it's cheap and you get it from dirty
Coca-Cola
supermarket.
Coca-Cola was in the old days. It was the way of beating off Coca-Cola. They produced Coca-Cola, it's KOF, and it's actually, in my opinion, a better taste than Coca-Cola.
I've never tasted. Well,
Cola,
we have to come to Slovakia to get it.
Right,
Cola Coca contains anise, strawberry, raspberry, something as sweet, dark syrup. And with a slight vanilla finish. That sounds scrumptious.
Yes.
And that's what's in Coca-Cola now.
No, that's in Coca-Cola. No, in Cola-Cola.
Oh, forgiveness.
Yeah. All right.
Right. Have we sorted that now?
Yeah, that's fine. That's all. We can move on. Hey, can I just ask a personal question here? I have to ask something very personal because I'm quite angry about this.
Go on, then.
May I ask, as I was up all night coming up with ideas for this show?
Yes.
Where's Simon Cowell and Mick Jagger's Gentleman Sausage gone?
I haven't seen it.
You didn't open your last email, did you?
No.
I could give you the story of Simon Cowell.
If we've got time at the end, we'll do it. Sausage. We'll do that at the end if we have time. British asylum seekers have got a bit of a bonus. Someone's playing with their computer. Stop it. Because it would appear that out of 403,500 cases, 40% of applicants have just been sort of, well, you can stay there if you like.
Well, this literally is Amnesty International in Britain, isn't it?
Well, what's wrong with that?
Well, the only thing that's wrong with it is very simply that we are a very small island that is becoming overcrowded and also, the problem is that even the government admitted last night that actually it has been previous government's fault to allow asylum seekers to disappear into the communities and vanish off the face of the earth.
Can't do that here, mate.
No, I know you can't there, but you can in Britain.
Well, how, problem, Mark, what's it like in France? Because you're
just as bad, isn't it, as over here?
Well, I mean, there are a lot of, you know, sort of non-Indigenous French people here. I mean, I can tell you that, generally speaking, they have a very bad time. I think that the sort of, you know, the basic sort of French philosophy is that if you come here, then you come here to be French, and you learn French, and you basically adopt whatever, you know, French culture is, French identity.
Do you have to carry a French ID card?
I don't, no, but in fact, I should have to carry my passport. Generally speaking, I don't. But I have, for instance, been in the metro and so forth and seen police going up and down, and anybody who's clearly not a French person gets stopped and searched and asked for their documents. But I've never been, but I look very white.
Yeah. Well, that's true.
I think the thing is, you've got to look at it this way. Now, it is an interesting point, and this isn't a racist remark in any way, shape or form. And if anybody takes it that way, then they must be stupid. Mm. But there was a bloke who had been waiting for asylum in Britain, I think it was for 7 years or 8 years.
Yeah.
And he was interviewed on the television. Now, he'd been in Britain, and he wanted to stay here. And while he was interviewed on television, he had to have an interpreter there. Now, to me, that says that this bloke doesn't really want to involve himself in the British community. Yeah. He's waited, he's sat on his backside for the last 8 years and not even learnt how to say hello in English. Mm. Now, all of a sudden, for no reason, without having his case checked, he's now a member of the British society. There is something wrong with that, and I'm sorry to say that. But when you've gone to Slovakia, you've learnt to speak Slovakian.
No, Slovak.
Sorry. I'm not in Slovak.
No, I mean, yeah. I can get by in Slovak. I wouldn't say I'm fluent.
You've made the effort.
But it has to be said, I've been on television, on national television here, trying to speak some very difficult Slovak words and failing.
Yeah. Good. I'm glad to hear it.
I have to say that, I mean, I tend to agree with Lee in terms of language. I think that that's probably quite right. But in terms of you know, immigration, I think that maybe it is something that's seized upon from time to time when the cards are a bit not going very well politically. Then, you know, it's always something to sort of raise up and disturb people on.
Yeah, it always is an issue that you can actually score some points on.
Absolutely, it always is.
But I think it's a shame it's used like that.
Yeah, but the truth is here, there's still an old rule, which I think is something like 90 days, that you can just sort of be here, you can go out the country and come back for another 90 days. It's quite soft, really.
Yeah.
But if you want to stay here and live as one within the community, then you do have to have an obchansky, which is an ID card, which is issued by the police. And it takes a few minutes, and I think it costs something like €2 to do.
Yeah,
it's not hard work, for goodness sake.
I think that's right. Also, this is how reasonable Slovakia can be, actually. I know it has its unreasonable points, like everything, every other country. But the last time I came out to Slovakia, I don't know if you remember, Eric, but my passport was actually out of date.
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, my passport was out of date, and in England, it was only out of date by a day.
Right.
Yeah.
But the English people at the airport said I wasn't going to be able to fly. In fact, I checked all this out beforehand, so I knew I could. I wasn't stupid enough just to turn up at the airport. Yeah. And so I just said to them, well, phone Slovakia and see if they'll accept me. You know, there's no harm in you letting me out of the country if the country I'm going to will actually accept me. And they did, and the Slovaks said, how long is he there for? I think it was 7 days. No, 10 days. Yeah. He said, no problem, let him come across. And it was all there waiting for me when I got to Poprad.
Yeah.
Yeah. All sorted out.
Yeah, absolutely. And the Slovaks, if you talk to them, they are the most amazing people ever. They do put themselves out. And they're not Jobsworth people, which is half the problem with this whole thing in the first place of the immigration. Mm. Talking of Jobsworth people, I'm sure that rings true of the really desperate times with this E. coli outbreak that's coming, where Russia's now banned all vegetables from the EU. Initially, Germany
was... That's a political move, though, not to
Yeah, exactly. But initially, Germany blamed Spain, and now Spain are going, get a life. It's not... They're threatening to sue people.
Yeah. Yes, Germany, it was your Kleiner Kartoffels that did it.
Yeah, absolutely. And the reality is, and I'm the world's worst for this, because I get told off by Martina about this all the time. I don't wash...
your Kleiner Kartoffels?
I don't wash vegetables.
I
just eat them. If there's an apple or a tomato or something, I just eat it.
Yeah, well, that's probably a big mistake.
Said exactly the same thing to me last night, that we should start washing our fruit.
Yeah, and if you do wash them, and if you do peel your fruit, then you ain't going to have the problems, but make sure you wash your hands as well. Stop it, Lee, because this is a serious bit, because this new strain is so dangerous that it's almost like your body goes into meltdown and your kidneys fail and things like that. So please, don't be suckered in by some of the media stuff. And just for now, wash your fruit. It's as simple as that.
I think that's dead simple advice, and I think that's right. It's also, it is quite concerning when you listen to the stories, like, you know, for instance, over in Britain now, we're not in real danger at all, because it can't be passed on by shaking hands or anything like that. It's, you know, it's got to be ingested with food. But it's only a very short leap from Europe to Britain, and I don't see us doing any great methods to try and stop it arriving here. You know, we don't.
No, I don't. Sorry, that's my phone now. Oh, my word. I don't know. It's my phone, and I have to call you back because I'm on the radio. Very quickly, because we are genuinely running out of time. The big report from the World Health Organization suggesting that mobile phones can cause cancer again.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, mobile phones don't seem to be having a good time this week, do they? Because they're interfering with television, and also they're giving you cancer. But this is something that we hear so often. Nice, really, to know about it finally, wouldn't it?
If you think about it, it's all to do with radiation. If you stand by a television transmitter, how many people have died from radiation from being by a television transmitter, which is 1,000 times more powerful than anything that a mobile phone can do to you?
Yeah, but you're not holding a television transmitter up to your ear all day, are you?
Well, no, that's true. We're going to go out of sync a bit here, boys, so go with me, because we're out of time. I love this story, and I want to tell people how to do it as well. There was a burglar who stole a laptop, and the guy whose laptop it was had a bit of a flash of inspiration and realised that he could actually remotely access the computer and photograph the thief and give that to the police. And it is so easy to do that, to protect your equipment. And do you know how much it costs?
No.
Nothing.
Can we get one?
You can do it for free.
Well, he was using a program, wasn't he?
Exactly, and I'm going to tell you now exactly where to get the program from. It is totally free to use, and once upon a life with the former.
Oh, I know what it is.
The former
Miss.
The former.
We actually use it, don't we?
Correct. The former Mrs. Wiltshire. I was in a studio in London on the radio, and I said to my host, "I guarantee you, my phone is going to ring in about 30 seconds." He said, "Well, what are you doing?" I said, "Well, look. This is my laptop, because it was plugged into the network, and we had to get all the IT people to approve it. And I said, look, this is what my ex is doing. She was playing cards on my computer. So every time she moved the card to the right, I moved it back to the left, although I wasn't there. And sure enough, she phones up and goes, I think I've got a virus in the computer. I'm really sorry. Blah, 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 blah. And it was actually me from central London controlling this computer in another part of London by remote control. And because Lee is the most...
handsome.
Not beautiful. Not trained person in IT.
Sorry about habits.
Or something like that. Yeah. I do help Lee out by... tidying his computer up, shall we say.
Honestly, yeah. And it's nothing to do with things that shouldn't be there.
No. It's just just to get the point over that this is not work, this is a social activity.
Therefore, should we have social activity on the computer?
Because you shouldn't use this product for work unless you pay a license fee for it. Yeah. But you can go to www.teamviewer.com and download a piece of software which you can have on another computer, which enables you to control the distant computer, correctly?
Yep, absolutely. It's a brilliant thing. Absolutely amazing, particularly if you need an Eric in your life.
Yeah, most people don't. And so literally, I can be sitting here in Slovakia. Lee says, I've got a problem with my computer. I go over and because of the way we set Lee's one up, I can't actually just automatically access it, but you can set it up that way, whereby you can be in another country, you can put that on, and you can access your home computer, and you can take a photograph of thieves. You can actually record video if you think someone's in your house, just to be on the safe side, and send it to. And it doesn't cost you a penny to do it. You don't need fancy software. Just please have a look at teamviewer.com.
And can we do a fact sheet on this?
Well, we'll put it on the sheet on the scrib thing anyway.
Because I think this is one thing that could actually revolutionise the world of protecting your computer.
Well, exactly, and very quickly, I'll tell you what I've been annoyed with, Mark, money-wise this week.
Go on, then.
An advert in the UK for a company that's trying to get you to insure your gadgets when you've got them out, like your mobile phone, your laptop, and all these other things.
Oh, yeah.
And they're trying to get a premium out of you for this. And, and I'm thinking, I must ask Mark the question, so I'm going to ask him, surely this is all covered by your home insurance, isn't it?
Well, if you've got home insurance, you have to check it. Yeah. You have to check the terms and conditions. But lots of people have got home insurance that cover them for all sorts of eventualities. But a lot of companies really spend a lot of time just trying to really sell you duplicate insurance.
Exactly.
Make a lot of money out of it.
Exactly. Yeah. So we'll put this on the sheet for everybody that's up on Scribd. You'll see it on the radio page of Facebook, so there'll be a link to it there. And teamviewer.com is the way to go. And you can actually... create some kind of like spy camera just in case somebody steals your laptop. Great tool. Very, very, very easy to use.
Very useful. Can I just come in and say that you can, although it's not free, but you can get similar kinds of things for your mobile phones.
Yes.
So that if your mobile phone is taken, it will record the numbers that are being used, and it will easily take a photograph of the thief. Great.
It finds your location. It tells your location.
Yeah, exactly. We've got to go, boys and girls, because we're right out of time. Time to say goodbye.
What about Simon Cowell and Mick Jagger's Gentleman Sausage?
Never mind.
From the heart of Europe to the world, RTI.